From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, February 22nd. I'm Sarah Reich. Adventist Health in Mendocino County has administered 10,875 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, 4,000 of them second doses. Vaccine shipments did not come in last week due to storms across the country. The hospital, which receives its own allocation of the vaccines, has been focusing on administering it to people over the age of 70. According to data from the California Department of Public Health, 22,091 people in Mendocino County have been vaccinated. Healthy Mendocino puts the total population at 86,801. Dr. Basant Parker, the chief medical officer for Adventist Health in Mendocino County, said the hospital administered 720 vaccines at the CV Star Center in Fort Bragg on Thursday. Mass vaccinations have been at various locations, including the Coast Hospital and its smaller clinics.
In Willits, we've done it in our clinic, the Redwood Clinic, and then also we've collaborated with Bechtel Creek Clinic and done a vaccination event at the senior center. We have independently done another vaccination event, solely Adventist Health, collaborating with the school, and done it at a high school in Willits. In Ukiah, we've done it in our hospitals and in our clinics, as well as now doing very big events, you know, 800 to 1,000 at the ACK Center in Ukiah.
And there has been some concern in the community about clinics being done at churches. Has that happened since January 4th?
We did, yeah. We did have a couple of clinics in the Adventist Church in Ukiah. We use these spaces more for this space than to direct anyone in a religious way. So we do try to bring in other physicians, patients. It's not only Adventist Health patients. As a matter of fact, until recently, we were not directly calling our patients. We were holding the big clinics for the community and catching our patients within that big group. So it was not at all directed at our patients. Now we're calling our patients and still opening up slots for the community. So it tends to be probably about half and half.
The ARC Center, or Alex Rorabaugh Center, is on the south end of Ukiah, co-located with the Boys and Girls Club right next to the bilingual Grace Hudson Elementary School. Dr. Parker said that in a sample of 660 doses given by the hospital, 18% were administered to Latino people. On Friday, Public Health Officer Dr. Andy Korn said 13.6% of the vaccines in the county have been administered to Latino people. Healthy Mendocino reports that the Hispanic Latino population is 27.18% of the total. Dr. Parker is expecting a supply of vaccines this week, but like all the other entities giving vaccinations, the hospital is having a hard time making appointments without information about exactly how many doses will arrive or when. Even before the storm disrupted the supply last week.
You know, the rules kind of keep changing with regards to how vaccines are going to be allocated. And so that has been an ongoing challenge. I expect that it is going to be streamlined because state is moving to Blue Shield doing the distribution. They've hired, Accenture and McKinsey and other consulting agencies to keep track of the inventory from the various health facilities. And so I think it's going to get better in terms of vaccine cadence, vaccine availability.
Dr. Parker warned that the variants, some of which are more contagious and more virulent than the original strain, will take hold without herd immunity.
We do understand that, you know, because the turnaround in getting the vaccine available seemed to have been pretty quick. However, it's important to note that the RNA technology has been in existence for over 10 years. Lots of experiments had been done in cancer research with the RNA technology. So it's not something that is new what is new is its application to combat the RNA viruses like COVID-19. People need to understand that, and it's actually a cleaner vaccine than other vaccines that are incubated in, you know, animal kidneys and other animal parts, and other vaccines that may be live attenuated, meaning you have the virus itself or you have the organism itself that has been weakened. This is not a weakened virus that is being put into you. So those are all some things that people need to know about that hopefully would help them be able to make a good decision, hopefully towards getting the vaccine, because that's going to help us be able to vaccinate as many people and get you that herd immunity.
6,000 people are in the Adventist Health database waiting to be contacted for an appointment to be vaccinated. We'll include a link on our website. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.